You're listening to SBS News. A complete reset of Australia's energy market has been recommended by the country's consumer regulator, calling the state of the sector unacceptable. The ACCC has made 56 recommendations to bring down increasingly high power costs. These include giving the Australian Energy Regulator more powers to target market manipulation and allowing customers to compare discounts from a default or benchmark rate set by the regulator. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says a default price would remove some of the complexity consumers currently face when looking for the best deal.
The ACCC is not saying the government should set the price of electricity. What they're saying is there should be a default price, which is the benchmark from which, you know, discounts and deals are quoted. Because the problem is with the companies having different standard offers, you know, your 20% discount may actually be much more expensive than my 10% discount that I'm quoting.
The ACCC wants to encourage more competition among wholesalers and retailers, as well as a cap on any further mergers or acquisitions by a company with more than 20% market share. The federal government says it will weigh up the suggestions, along with state and territory authorities, before deciding how to move forward. According to the report, households could save more than $400 a year on their electricity bills, while more than 2 million small and medium businesses could see their bills slashed by an average of 24%. ACCC Chair Rod Sims says poor policy decisions are to blame for affordability issues for businesses and consumers over the past decade.
Most of the mistakes we've had from governments were ones that, with hindsight, they wouldn't repeat again. And I'm hopeful that with our recommendations laid out, they'll take the necessary steps to fix up those problems and make sure that Australians have affordable electricity.
Mr. Sims wants governments to guarantee the construction of new dispatchable power sources by backing long-term contracts for large industrial and commercial users. Dispatchable power can be used on demand and at the request of power grid operators. Several Nationals politicians have seized on this point, saying they've been calling for the coalition to support investment in baseload power generation for years. Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg has told Sky News the recommendation needs further examination.
There have identified a market failure, and that new generators coming into the market in the latter years of the particular contracts that they secure with the energy users, they haven't been able to get longer term contracts, which is necessary to attract the debt finance. So it's certainly a very interesting suggestion.
Crossbench Senator Corey Bernardi has blasted the government for what he says are its failures to rein in the sector.
They're subsidising what shouldn't be subsidised and in the renewable sector because it doesn't provide what we need. They're making our electricity supply unreliable, expensive. It's ruining Australia's competitive advantage. And they're trapped by it. They want to now introduce, effectively, Labor's emissions trading scheme by another name. If they took the advice that they were given, if they actually looked at this through a clear lens, a lens of practical common sense, they would know exactly what needs to be done.
Labor's energy spokesman Mark Butler says the high energy prices are a result of the coalition dismantling Labor's energy policies after it won the 2013 federal election.
This is an energy crisis very much of Malcolm Turnbull and Tony Abbott's making. Today is an opportunity for Malcolm Turnbull to stamp his authority on his party room and say that the ACCC recommendations will be treated on their merit, not abused and used by coalition MPs who've got this coal agenda.
He's called on the government MPs not to use the report to support pro-coal agendas. Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.